Hi guys, Nina Raspberry here from Rambling Raspberry. So glad I'm here with you today and thank you for choosing my podcast. I hope you will enjoy those few minutes. As always, I will try to keep pretty short those episodes, and this particular one, I don't want to overwhelm you with stuff. And anyway, thank you for being here for a few moments with me. I will start with the weather, because the weather today is just splendid. It's sunny, it's amazingly beautiful outside with all those colors. But about the colors, I said a lot in previous episodes, so if you are interested in those stuff, just check it out. Today I came to you with book that I've read, and I have it still hard copy. I have still a hard copy at home. It's book written by Cole Newport. He's an American author, and the name of the book is Digital Minimalism: On Living Better with Less Technology. So I think one of those topics that are very close to us, to our heart, because oftentimes nowadays what we usually do, it's to overuse phone. Maybe you need to answer yourself it if that's the case with you or no. Some people, they have kind of like phone glued to their hands. It can happen to me sometimes. I am not saying that I am saint or anything like that. But still, it's good to reflect on those sometimes, to stop for a moment and to think. It's nice also sometimes to just forget your phone and go outside. Do you remember maybe the last time something like this happened to you? It can be really... it can give you pleasure and feeling of freedom. But on the other hand, depends on your personality or maybe how strong your addiction with phone is. You can even feel anxious about that you don't know what's going on, and maybe you can start to produce in your head some bad scenarios about what terrible can happen and you don't know about that. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about crafts, because I am not sure if you're familiar with this book, but the author here, he's giving us not only knowledge from scientific based surveys and stuff, but also he gave us some solution how to reestablish the thing with technology, with smartphones. So how to reestablish our relationship with those technology devices. And sixth chapter of this book, named To Reclaim Leisure, in this chapter he's giving us some ideas. And in second lesson, because it's also divided for chapters, lesson, and all those things, leisure lesson number 2 says, use skills to produce valuable things in the physical world. So basically what the author is saying, he says that craft, so doing things with our bare hands can give us satisfaction that maybe sometimes we don't expect, and it can be really freeing. I think there is an adjective like that. Okay, now I will read a few lines and we'll see how it goes. So we are on page 177 and the chapter name is Reclaim Leisure, Lesson 2, on craft and satisfaction. Any conversation about high quality leisure must eventually touch on the topic of craft. In this context, craft describes any activity where you apply skill to create something valuable. To make a fine light table out of a pile of wood boards is an act of craft, as is knitting a sweater from a skein of yarn or renovating a bathroom without the help of contractors. Craft doesn't necessarily require that you create a new object. It can also apply to high-value behaviors. So, okay, let's finish maybe with this quote. And I wanted to stop here for a moment and think about stuff, about things I produce, I did with my bare hands. And the first thing that came to my mind is it's something connected really with the flowers, like planting flowers, replanting, so changing the soil, putting them to different flower pots, things like that. And if I will just do an exercise now, and I will portray myself doing those activities, I see that I am very focused on what I am doing. I am pretty radiant, you know, and happy and calm. All the things I want in life. So for me, it's very therapeutic to work with plants. I don't have garden here, but not so long ago, actually, about 1 week ago, I was to my grandparents, and they have gardens, so I was picking some nuts from the ground and collecting the leaves, and that gives me some sort of maybe even it was exciting a bit. Believe me or no, I know it sounds funny because it's something so not unusual in an autumn garden to pick those nuts from the ground. But it was really fulfilling at the moment, and I felt satisfaction really when I collected whole bowl of those nuts, and later on you can just crush them and eat what's inside. Anyway, so planting and working with plants, flowers, it can be one thing. At least it's one thing for me that gave me satisfaction. Maybe in next episode I will elaborate a bit more about those. And I wanted to ask you, what are your things? I will not give you any hints or any clues because I don't expect any answer from you, just your honest opinion, and maybe tell me about the first thing that will come to your mind actually. So ask yourself the question, what is the one craft, something you can do with your bare hands that gives you this pleasure and will keep you in a state of joy? Let me know, I'm very interested, and till the next time, bye!